Jackson Parsons knows he's only 17 years old, but he doesn't play like it. In the second game of a back-to-back on the road, the Kitchener Rangers turned to their rookie goalie in Game 2 of Round 2, against the Windsor Spitfires. "Round 2, not many rookie goalies get to play," said Parsons. "I was definitely super excited. You couldn't tell. He handled it like a pro." Parsons stopped 37 shots from the top team in the Western Conference. "It's a luxury for sure," said head coach Mike McKenzie of having two number one goalies. "I think most coaches and general managers are happy when they have one really good guy and we have two guys we really trust back there. It's nice to have." The Rangers got four different goal scorers and stopped the Spitfires 4-2, with an empty netter. But the story of the game was Parsons' poise under pressure. The moment wasn't too big for the third-round selection in 2020. "Honestly, I embrace it. I think it's so much fun getting to play against so many high-level players," said Parsons. "Whether you're playing against the first pace team, or the 10th pace team, it doesn't really matter. Your preparation is still the same." Wyatt Johnston, who led the Ontario Hockey League in points this year, is one of those high-level players. He had 2 points in Sunday's loss, giving him 6 in just 2 games. But, Kitchener forward Joseph Serpa is battling him, toe-to-toe. The Cambridge native had 2 points of his own, bringing his own total to 6 points in the series. Defenseman Jack Harper continues to take his game to another level. He scored the game winner just past the halfway point of the third period. "He's been really good for us the last week or so, right back to the middle of the London series," said McKenzie. "He's creating offense, he's been solid defensively. His minutes have grown exponentially. He's been huge for us. He's added a different element to our back end." With the series tied at 1 game apiece, Game 3 is Tuesday evening at the AUD. Pre-game at 6:30 p.m. on City News 570 with Mike Farwell and Chris Pope.